Live from the DeChavez Music Home Studio, this is the DeChavez Podcast, showcasing anything of interest. DeChavez Podcast, episode number 4, Sensor and Pawn Change.
Good morning on this wonderful Mother's Day. It's cold and rainy outside here, but it's what it is, I guess. Welcome to DeChavez Podcast. This is podcast number 4, and we are going to change the sensor and the Omnipod 5. So what we will need is we will need the insulin, obviously, the pod, the patch for the sensor, and most importantly, alcohol. That's the most important thing. You have to have alcohol because you don't want to get it. You don't want to get infected or whatever. That would be bad. So we are going to first fill up the pod with alcohol. Yeah, right. I'm tired. We're going to fill the pod up with the insulin, and while it's priming, I will disinfect.
Hello, folks. Yes, this is the host of the podcast, and I just wanted to say hello, just because.
Nah, I'm the co-host.
I have nothing better to say. But, we tried to actually do the podcast a number of other times, but there were some technical difficulties, and didn't go so well.
So in the package with the pod, you have your syringe and your needle. You screw the needle onto the syringe. And then you put the needle into the insulin pen. And you draw the insulin out of the pen. We're not using vials because pens are just easier.
Yeah, pens are much easier, actually. Vials suck, but yeah.
Come on, baby.
It's
windy outside, apparently.
Yeah, it's windy and it's cool.
Rainy.
Probably 60 degrees. I don't know, actually. I haven't checked.
This pen filled up more than I thought it would.
Ah, excellent.
But it's not full.
Damn it. Yeah, so we're using a Sharps container, obviously, because that's what you're...
My God, that's what you're supposed to use.
Yeah, that's what you are supposed to use, a Sharps container. And just because I can, they will let you take it through TSA because it's, well, diabetic supplies.
Also, on the syringe itself, for those of you who can actually see it, it says there's a 85, a 100, a 150, and a 200 mark. 85 is the minimal, and 200 is the maximum. We're doing 200 because 85 would just not be enough.
Yeah, not even near it.
We did one. We were at 150 before, but these pods have been stupid lately, so.
Very stupid. Yep, so.
Stupid air bubbles.
Yeah, sometimes you get air bubbles and they are a nuisance. So usually to get the air bubbles out, you have to tap the syringe, I think, to get the bubbles
or
out.
Or you can push it back up or into the needle. I mean the pen.
Yeah. If you push a little bit of insulin back into the pen, it should be fine. But you push the insulin back in and then you just try to extract it out again.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
There we go.
So now we're going to fill the syringe.
Nope, fill the pod.
Fill the pod. Okay, fine.
Okay. This is what you want to hear when you fill up the pod.
Maybe. Good sound.
If you don't hear that, you're in trouble.
Very. It's important that you select a site that you haven't used for a bit, or one that's not gonna be bumped or otherwise, but... Oh, excuse me. Ooh, extra tired. But it's vitally important that when you select a site that you disinfect it just in case there's dirt or God knows what else. So yeah. We've selected a site already, and
you also want to make sure you deactivate your old pod.
Oh yeah.
That's the Now you're gonna click set up new pod. Then it'll tell when you click set up new pod, it'll tell you what to do, how to fill the pod and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll prime. So while it's doing that, I'm going to
What you already did there? That's irritating.
Not recently, right?
I already cleaned there.
Okay.
I think. Come on. Yeah. I told you to stand up. Yep, I knew it. Good thing for me, this is a 6-foot mic cord. Yeah. Excuse noise, ladies and gents, because... There we go. Whoops. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see.
What?
This is what it sounds like when it's priming, if you don't know if you can hear it. Click it away. And you also want to make sure that when you disinfect the area you're going to use, you let it dry.
For at least 10 seconds.
Yeah. Because if it's still wet, it'll slide right off.
Let's see.
We learned that the hard way.
Perhaps I can stand over here. Well, this is not going to work.
Come in front of me if you can.
I would love to, but... I can, unless you want the audio interface to go on the floor.
You're good right there.
Here.
Okay. We're going to disinfect now.
Yeah. No table space. Okay, so now she's cleaning with alcohol.
Yep.
And boy, does it smell stinky.
And when you put, if you put the, they recommend that you put the pod and the sensor close together, like, so it can get good readings. But in this case, we don't need to because... The Omnipod 5 and the G7 do not communicate right now, so
yeah. It
doesn't really matter.
They'll release a software update eventually.
When you do put them close together, you want to make sure they're no more than 3 inches apart.
Or 3 fingers apart or something like that. Yeah. Either way.
Take off the needle cap. Take off the papers. There's 2 of them. And slap the pod on.
Now the pod is applied.
There we go. And then when you click, after it tells you, after you finishes priming or whatever, then it'll tell you to... check the pod site, whatever. And then you'll have an option to record where you're putting the pod. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but...
Just so that you know what you've used.
And you also want to make sure that when you remove the needle cap off of the pod, you want to check the cannula, which is the little pokey thing. I don't know how else to describe it. If it's sticking out, you can't use the pod. Here goes the insertion of the cannula.
There you go.
And then you want to check, make sure the pod, the window is pink, which in this case it is. Because if it's not, then you have to redo it. It's still thinking. Give it 1 more second. Come on. It's being slow this morning.
Yeah, it does want to do it.
Okay. Now you check it down. You know, it's asking if the cannula is inserted properly. You'll say yes, and then it'll go.
Yep. So, yeah, now it started clicking. Nice.
Now we move on to the sensor. This sensor is different because it's in a little thing. You take off the lid. If I can get it off.
Well, you're going to have to.
Take off the lid, but you want to make sure you don't touch the inside of the where the sensor is. What's cool about this one is your transmitter is attached to your sensor, so you just throw the whole thing away each time.
That makes it nice.
Okay. And you want, there's a clear thingy on the inserter.
I was going to say.
You want to make sure that you press it down onto the where you're going to put it so you cannot see the clear thing anymore. And then you go, like, at. It almost sounds like a suction cup.
It does.
Or is it just me?
No, it's not you.
And then you...
Please tell me you have the patch.
It's on the table. Then you screw the lid on.
I don't see it.
Shit. It's right here. And this one, these sensor, the G7 sensors, come with their own little... patch, which is nice.
Thank God. There's a 4-digit pairing code on every sensor uniquely generated, which is on the applicator. So you have to keep the applicator until you at least put the pairing code in.
No.
30. And oh, go ahead.
When... Ooh, come on.
Dear God, she's having trouble today. What's your problem?
Stop sticking to me.
Oh my God. This is why I hate to say we don't do a podcast, because you always have problems. Now, to the sensor, please.
For those of you who can see, there is it's like a green filmy thing on the pod. I mean, on the sensor. You wanna. That'll go up. So when you put the patch on the pod, you pull that off. So the pod, the patch itself is white.
Put the patch on the pod. Okay. The sensor.
Sensor, sorry. But you want to pull that white, that green filmy thing off.
Which she hasn't yet.
I already did.
Oh. Damn. Didn't even notice.
You're good to go. The now we just start. Oh, I didn't look at the.
Bad. See, she's already screwing up today.
That's right here, though.
Delete the damn transmitters, will you?
Yep. You have to make sure with this one, you have to delete the transmitters every time, because the number's different, and so it'll pair a new transmitter every time.
Yep. So, in fact, she has two transmitters to delete.
I'm doing it right now.
Because she forgot.
I'm going to go forget device. Three, actually.
Three?
Apparently. So then you go into your G7 app, tell it to start your sensor. Then it'll tell you, if you don't know how to insert the sensor, if this is your first time, there's a video that will show you how to do it. But if you do know how to do it, you can just press new sensor is inserted. Then you can either take a photo of the thing, or you can enter the code manually. I enter it manually because it's just easier. But you could do whatever you prefer. Then you submit the code. Now it's searching for the transmitter. Or searching for sensor with pairing code, sorry.
Yep.
Then it'll send you a Bluetooth pairing request.
Which it should in a few seconds.
Pair.
There it goes. And now we start the...
Now your sensor is paired.
Now we start the... Wait.
It says sensor is paired and is now warming up is what it says.
Yeah, so this says that the system takes 30 minutes, but for some reason it estimates 24.
Yeah, it's just a 24-hour time.
We won't sit here through the full 24 to 30-minute warm-up, but safe to say that the sensor and pod are inserted and ready to go. So, yeah, that was quite interesting technical feats sometimes, but...
Enjoy your day.
Yeah, enjoy your day, and happy Mother's Day to any moms who might listen, and we will see you guys on...
Even moms of fur babies count.
Oh yeah.
My fur baby said Happy Mother's Day to me this morning. It was so cute.
It was adorable. Actually, our older one, both of them.
Our older one of the two, he came over and he started scratching my leg and it wouldn't stop until I let him up on my lap.
Exactly. And the younger one, we had to kind of coax out of bed, but she managed. Alrighty.
Hope y'all have a good day, a good week, a good month, and
stay safe.
Yep.
Bye. The Chavez Podcast contact info. To subscribe to the podcast, visit www.chavezapps.us. Click on subscribe and you will have many options to subscribe, such as TuneIn, Amazon Music, and more. To contact the author, email webmaster@chavezapps.us. Thanks for listening. Chavez Podcast is now on Alexa devices. Tell Alexa, play the Chavez Podcast.